This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 382 for Wednesday, February 17th, 2021. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Good morning. You know, we were watching the Avengers movie the other night.
Is this the joke?
We were. We were watching the Avengers movie. It's funny. Love it. I love that scene. Hulk does his thing. You know what I don't tell people is I'm actually Thor's brother.
Loki?
I keep it kind of low-key.
Oh, my God. All right. So we have some new pen cases on the website, and some of them are a limited time only. We managed to get some of the... Now, this is the first time I've actually seen these in person.
I like this color.
You know, working from home, being trapped at home, is kind of odd because I put all these things on the website. I see that we order them. I don't see them often. So these are a bomber tan. We've had bomber brown before. We've had regular antique brown before. Mm-hmm. But these are the bomber brown. We have them in the 48 pen case, which is this giant, one.
Here,
The 24 and the 12 zip. Limited supply. So if you like these, grab them because I don't believe we'll be able to get them in this color.
Pretty neat.
They're cool.
I like that the inside's got this brown plaid.
I do like that.
Like everything else, the slots are big enough to hold up to a 149 or a King of Pen will fit comfortably in there because I've used them for that. We've used the 48s in black for shows for years.
Yep.
They hold up well. But these have a really cool soft finish on them.
Yes, definitely kind of a matte finish. See, these are nice. So, bomber tan.
Love them.
And when they're gone, they're gone.
All right, what else?
And then we also got the 2-zip pen case. We've had the 3-zip for a long time. We had the 2-zip a long time ago.
I think we got it on an accident once. But I think the big problem was is they're really hard to tell the difference
in
at a pen show.
In the packaging.
In the packaging of the pen show.
So you have to take them all out to see whether it's the 2 or 3. So we do have some of these in black and brown.
And, well, we've got the 3s too. So
yes.
They're just a little, they're hair thinner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that a 3?
This is a 3, yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, so they're hair thinner. So they'll fit in a more confined space. But otherwise, they're about the same. Yep. Two loops, same size.
Yeah.
To fit a very large pen in there. And we have them in black, too.
Yes.
Classic black. Right? So that's the 3.
Black and brown. And these have the shinier, it's not a glossy finish by any means, but definitely a smoother finish than the bomber tan. So just so you can see the difference.
The brand new Parker 51. So those are, we should have them next week, early next week, I'm hoping. Early to mid next week.
So these were announced a while back.
Yeah, they were announced last year.
Okay, and let's just go there, because it's my thing. Some people were up in arms, and I didn't bother to read why. I just figure some people are...
Well,
people don't like it when you...
Well, they don't like it when you change something.
Yes.
You know, they could have called this a Parker 71, and the only complaint would have been... Well, why didn't you make a 51?
Right.
So
what's the difference?
The difference between the new Parker 51 and we'll call it the original, not there was a re-release back in the 2002 or something like that, special edition. The big difference is, number one, of course, it is a cartridge converter.
Okay.
So I know a lot of people are complaining about that. Why isn't it an aerometric? Well, quite frankly, cartridge converter on this is way better. I think is way better. I'm not bothered by that one bit. Quite happy, actually. It's just convenient.
So you're not an originalist.
You know, the aerometric fill, you can't tell how much ink is in your pen.
Okay.
Ever.
And this is easier to clean.
Okay. I suppose on some aerometrics, they did have the ply glass sack, so you could see a little bit. But this is way easier to clean.
Okay.
Because, you know, that hood makes it more difficult. Ink gets stuck in the hood, you know, the nib and the feed. So I like it. It would have been the natural progression for Parker anyway.
Okay.
Next up, the biggest difference is the pen is a screw cap, not a friction fit. So the Parker 51 has always been a friction fit cap.
Why is that a problem?
I
like a screw cap.
A lot of people do. It's just change. But what they did is they put this metal band where the clutch ring used to be.
Okay.
We'll see how that plays out. Maybe it's no big deal. I would have preferred to have seen a clutch ring. But here's the plus side here. And there's a lot to be positive. The colors that they're coming out with.
Okay.
They're coming out with a plum.
Ooh, yeah.
So a plum, a teal, of course a black. But then they have gold and steel nib options.
Okay.
So
you've got a lot of choices.
Yeah, on your low end, I hesitate to even say low end, on the entry point with the steel nib, you're coming in right around $100.
Okay.
Which is, I think, really great. And your gold nibs are in gold nib territory. They're about $250, something like that. And they're good looking.
Cool. Now, back in the day, the original plum was very, very dark and very difficult to tell between that and, was it the Cordovan or?
The Burgundy.
Burgundy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're really hard to tell the difference. In fact, you know, we get one every couple of years. One shows up around here. And when we do, we spend days like holding it in the light. You know, it's ridiculous.
Trying to make sure.
But the plum's a great color. I think they did this one nice. It's plummy enough, but it's bright enough that you can tell. It's not too dark.
Okay. So it's a pretty good re-release of the original with some modern updating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see how it comes out. But I'm excited. I like the gold cap versions. I think those are kind of neat looking.
Okay.
And matching ball pens.
Oh, nice.
So that'll be nice.
Look at you getting excited about ballpoints again.
It's a Parker 51.
I know.
It's a nice Parker. Lamy Safari Special Editions, Savannah Green.
Okay.
Terra Red.
Yes.
Terracotta, Terra Red, coming out soon. They're supposed to be on their way shipping.
We had some samples, and they are really cool.
They'll be here literally any day. And
I'm waiting
for all all fountain pens, we are giving away a free matching pen sleeve.
So you buy a Terra Red fountain pen, you get the first 50.
First 50 we've got, yeah.
Okay.
Of each color.
Yes. So you buy a Terra Red, you get a Terra Red sleeve. You buy a Savannah Green fountain pen, you get a Savannah Green sleeve if you are one of the first 50 people to buy that.
Yeah. I'm trying to get more, but we'll see what happens.
Okay.
But yeah, they're super neat. They have a nice interior, stitched. It's a really nice looking sleeve. So.
Great.
And who doesn't like a matching Savannah Green sleeve?
Visconti Homo Sapiens Demo Stones Fountain Pens.
Cool.
These are cool.
I like them.
So it is the Homo Sapiens with made of clear colored resin. They have a cute little blurb so you can see the inner workings of the double power reserve filler. I'm trying to remember it and speak
smooth,
at the same time.
Smooth.
How's your coffee today?
It's great. Thank you.
So, three colors, ruby, emerald, and sapphire. And they have the new, the in-house 14-karat gold nib.
Okay, great.
And they also
have... got a little spring to it.
Yeah.
That nib does. No,
it's not flexible.
It's not flexible.
It is not flexible.
It's got a little give.
A little give. They also come with a matching stone on top.
No, not a pen sleeve. A stone on top.
Yes.
Okay.
And so if you want to put your initials or something else, the My Pen system goes in this pen... On the barrel, which is different.
On the knob.
Yes.
The knob. So, yeah, they're hand turned resin. They're not molded.
Right.
So they're hand turned resin and with the double reservoir power filler, which means you can lock down that barrel if you're traveling, you're flying, and the pen won't leak. It's great.
Yes.
Love that system. Beautiful. They don't have it on all of the Homo sapiens, but usually right. the transparent ones.
Beautiful, beautiful colors. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, they look nice. They're really going to brighten up the case.
Yes. Inco Rhyme.
Oh, hey! Happy Inco-Rimo. I'm on day two now.
I did so well last year.
I know. You keep saying that.
I know. You know, maybe if I remember, I'm running errands today, one of my few outings, and maybe I'll try and get to the post office.
Okay.
And do the little machine okay. out in the lobby. Okay.
Well, I only need 26 more, so, you know, I'm rocking in here.
All right, so Inco-Rimo. International Correspondence Writing Month. Use your pens, write to someone, send a note, a postcard, write a letter, write a thank you note. Especially during COVID now, send somebody a little love. It may make their day. I should put my money where my mouth is.
Well, you know, I mean, so even if you've missed up until now, you still have
17 days.
You know, wouldn't it be an accomplishment to do the last 11 days of the month?
Yes.
That would be, to me, that would be an accomplishment for Inco-Rimo. So
that'd be more than you've ever done.
It would be. So if you haven't started yet, give it a shot.
We are going to talk about something I got on eBay.
Oh. You went to the Evil Bay?
Yes. I got this adorable little Japanese-themed notepad holder. And so it's got a little pencil that actually keeps it open. It keeps it closed. Inside, you've got a little notepad. I did measure it. And so when I run out of the paper, I will be able to just cut some business card size paper and put that in there.
Okay.
And since you thought it was...
What size letter is that?
Oh, I don't know.
The Japanese pencil?
You thought it was cute, so I got you one.
It's oh, you did?
I okay. did. I'm sweet.
Look at me. I'm like, oh, what size lead? are you going to use this? That's the big question, or is it just another pretty, pretty thing?
There? I'm going to put it on my desk and write a note to fire Justin.
Wow.
Before we started, I was showing it to our videographer, and he said, well, are you going to use it? Like, oh, yes. Yes, I am.
So for probably how many years now? Five years?
Too many.
6 years?
Many, many years.
I have wanted a Sailor Kawazaiku. We sell this heck out of them at pen shows. Really a good looking pen.
And we've had dozens of them over the years.
Dozens and dozens.
And he's never taken one. Is individual.
Yeah, it's unique.
Because of what it's made of and the pattern. And you finally took one.
I got worried because the pen has been around for a long time. And usually what that means is if I don't get one, they're going to discontinue it. So let me preface this by saying they're not discontinuing the Kawazaiku.
Not that we've heard of, no.
They're not discontinuing
it. Okay.
I get nervous and... I just decided it was time to pull the trigger.
Okay.
And so I bought six. I did. I bought six so I could pick one.
Okay.
I was that guy. But every
you
time
you are.
But every time one came in, I was like, well, that's nice. But
they're
it's...
all really cool.
Yeah. So I finally got one that I really, really liked.
So you just publicly acknowledged that you're picky.
Normally, I'm not. I'm really, normally I would say low key, but I'm not usually picky. I'm really not. But this is a pattern.
That's funny.
Oh, man. I'm deep in this one. But anyway, I like the pattern on this one.
Okay.
I actually put in a broad nib instead of the medium. And yes, we can do that for you if you want.
What's it feel like?
It's
for those people at home or people who are listening. The Kawazaiku is cherry bark.
Cherry bark, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's beautifully wrapped around the barrel and the cap. And it actually even has, so you can post it, it actually has a clutch ring on the back.
So that you don't mar the, barrel.
So the wood is never touched when you post. So it actually, and it's a flat top. It's not necessarily a Pro Gear, but it's a standard size body. So okay. 14 karat nib.
Cool.
It's very warm. Now it does have a resin section because mm-hmm. It's just an overlay, but it's a very warm feeling, and it's a little bit bumpy in spots.
Okay, because it's natural wood and it's not overly smoothed.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
And the big question: what ink did you put in it?
Well, so I thought it'd be appropriate on probably. I think this is my only wood pen.
Okay.
I put Norwegian wood, Bungo Box Norwegian wood.
Okay, which is a green.
A beautiful green.
Okay. Now, did you snag a bottle of that?
I have a bottle of that,
waxing poetic about how beautiful it is?
Yep.
Okay, excellent.
And there are two more on the shelf, so just in case.
Okay, well, happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, and what did you get?
I got a Curate Azure, one of the cocktail series. This was...
This is this year's.
This year, 2021. Yep.
Or 2020.
2020, I guess, technically. I like that it's... I wasn't sure if I was going to like that it's kind of two-tone. I do.
I kind of like it.
I like that the lime yellow or the kind of neon yellow is only at the top and not at both ends.
Yeah, that would be a little much. Be too much.
But in my favorite, my favorite size, I like the Pro Gears.
You like the large? Better than the slim?
I like the slim, mm-hmm. but I like the style of the Pro Gear versus the 1911.
Oh, the 1911, okay.
Yes. So there you go.
So that's the large.
Yes.
21 karat nib.
Yes. Beautiful nib.
Bicolor, rhodium gold,
rhodium. I love the bicolor.
It's the best nib.
Here's what
you got to do, Sailor. Just put that nib on every pen. Last on the list. All right. So this week, we've been hitting about a 2-week cycle.
Okay.
On fresh vintage. Pens.
All right.
And this Friday, we are coming up on another 24.
Okay.
Which is pretty exciting. There are some really neat, again, this will be mostly Japanese. And there are some really cute, the one you have there, pocket pens.
Okay.
Primarily Sailor. Actually, they're all Sailor, Platinum, or Pilot, again.
Great.
Lots of pocket pens or a couple full-size pens.
No Parker 45s in this batch?
There are no 45s in this batch. I believe that was like maybe the first pen sold last time.
That was funny.
But there are of notable interest this time around. We do have three Pilot switch fillers. Yes.
Those are funky.
They're a devil to restore. Actually, they're fairly easy to restore if they come apart. Other words, they don't. success rate is very low, but...
Let's talk cute.
That's cute.
This is adorable. I love... and I have not acquired too many of these.
What is that? Is that a Pilot or a Platinum?
I don't know. Which one that is. I got to put my glasses
That's
on for that.
Lovely red... what are those? Carnations on there?
Oh, don't ask me.
Red flowers. That's what we're going to go with.
Yep.
Pink barrel.
Yeah, so... Pink barrel, pink section. This is adorable.
That one is mint. It is really, really pretty mint.
This one has a pink barrel.
A little bit darker pink.
Yep.
Thumbnail nib is what
Very
they call it.
Cool. And then it's got a little detail at the bottom of the cap. Keep in mind that the Japanese nibs run fine.
They do.
So.
They did back then. They still do now.
Yes. And so a lot of these are all one-offs. So you don't have a nib option. So if you are not used to such a fine nib, mm-hmm. keep that in mind when you're buying it.
Yeah. And most of these tend to be extra fines or fines, most of them. It's unusual to get one that's a medium or a broad. I mean, it happens, but if it's a medium, it's going to be Japanese medium.
Right. So keep that in mind when you're buying it, that these will be... thin lines, a fine writer. If you're used to a wet or a medium or a broad nib, these are going to feel kind of dry for you. So just make sure that you're aware of that.
So that's coming up this Friday.
Okay.
And I'm excited about it because it's, we did a few more last week or last time. It's a lot of work to get 24 pens. So
no, we're going to address shipping again. I know. Oh my God, here she goes again. It has been ungodly cold here in Wisconsin. Like
yeah, last week
a high of zero. Yeah. Not freezing, zero. So we have been holding off on shipping packages with bottled ink.
Today we're finally going to be shipping
out as much as we can. Mm-hmm. But just keep in mind that we are very conscious of the weather all over the country. And if we think that it's risky to send packages with bottled ink because they will sit for too long mm-hmm. and possibly freeze, which then they expand.
Causes a mess.
And then the bottle breaks, we will hold it. We will contact you and tell you that we are choosing to hold it. You can choose to have it shipped anyway and take the risk, and that's fine. But the problem is just because it's going from, you know, Wisconsin to California, there's a whole lot of cold in between.
We still got to get out of the Midwest. So we're going to have a warming trend coming up, so it's pretty good.
Yes.
And most everything is going to be going out. We should also mention, and we had people ask, well, is Noodler's Polar Ink? Okay. Well, so for the first point we should make is, number one, the ink is completely full all the way up to the top.
Yes.
On Noodler. So the ink really, when it starts to freeze, it has nowhere to go on a Noodler's bottle except out.
Well, and the other point is Noodler's Polar colors are not designed to be frozen. We did have a customer once who wanted to see what would happen, and he put it in the freezer, and he was not happy with the results. It's not supposed to be an ice cube. The concept behind it was Nathan Tardif wanted the ink to not freeze if it was going to sit in your mailbox once it was delivered, between the time that it arrived from the mailman until you got home a couple hours later from work, it would not freeze.
Yeah.
But it is not absolutely
freeze-proof. So, thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, upcoming product, and updates on our Chicago store, which is still closed because of COVID.
Check us out on social media as Anderson Pens, and like this video and subscribe to the channel.
Bye.
We'll see you next time.